Behold, we sell what you need.
Unicorns? That was the only thing I ever wanted.
If I have one brought here, I have to know that you're for real.
Yeah, so I think the movie does a really good job of not playing in a reality, but being self-aware that it is.
Yeah,
which,
absolutely.
I mean, goes along with magical realism. And in a way, is kind of like The Office in that way, where it's just so heightened, but you know it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved the presentation scene where she's has the confetti. That was pretty great.
So good.
Yeah.
And the way that, and that's like, it's the story really respects itself, like those involved in making it, like it was clearly just like loved so mm-hmm. much. You know what I mean? Like they didn't make her look like an idiot. They didn't make it go. Basically, it was like, it's especially cool because like in a magical realism movie, what happens is extremely realistic. Like that's in a lot of ways. Like it's not overly theatrical. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just love that. Like, it just respects the characters as, like, people. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And I was a little worried at first how they were going to pull off the third act.
Yeah.
But I think they did it really well.
Oh, so well. Because
there's a way that it could have gone so wrong.
Oh, there's so many ways it could have gone
wrong. Are they going to use a bad CG or something? But it was, I thought it was good.
It was beautiful.
And her performance was great.
Oh, my God.
So.
Look, do you see it?
Yeah.
I'm going.